Do you want something to watch, but you're not sure where to start? Well, to SER's entertainment wizard, Wayne Massingham is back, and he's got you covered with his reviews of the latest and greatest in film, television, and music. It's Wayne's 4x2, four reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, thanks so much for joining us again this week.
Pleasure, Jack. How are you going?
I am going great, and I am ready to get myself sunk into some entertainment. What have you got for us this week?
Sure. Well, let's start off with the TV show. It's really excellent. Highly recommend this. It's called Somewhere Boy. This is a British drama, a Channel 4 drama that's locally available on SBS. 8 episodes in total. They're actually only half-hour episodes. Really, really wonderful. It's a very strange premise. It's about a sort of 18 or 19-year-old lad called Danny, who, when we find out in the film, in the TV show, that he's been basically locked away in his house with his father his entire life. Treated well, not locked in a room, but there's a tragedy in the family where the mother, when Danny was very young, is killed in a car crash, and the father basically spirals into depression and worried and just really just doesn't want his boy exposed to the world. So he tells him these stories that there's monsters out there that will get him, and he has to stay inside and stay safe. So basically he lives his whole teenage life in his house with his father. His father goes out at time to get food, but says, stay in here. And Danny sort of obeys until tragically one day the father, who's like incredibly mixed up, kills himself. And Danny is then taken back out into the world, and he goes to live with his auntie and her son. And it's a story, I guess, of him gradually coming to terms with that there's actually an outside world there, and that these monsters are never real, and his father was feeding him lies. And it's really, really, really well done. It's actually very moving at times, slightly darkly funny, but I really, really enjoyed it. It's very original, but beautifully done. And the young Scottish actor Lewis Gribben is wonderful as Danny, and also Samuel Bottomley as the son of his auntie lives with him, and they sort of connect and disconnect, and it's really, really, really well handled. And another testament, I guess, to SBS just getting some really plucking some really high quality TV shows out there. So Somewhere Boy on SBS, I really recommend it.
Brilliant. I do like SBS programs that they can sort of get from all around the world. And that sounds like another piece of premiere television. So Somewhere Boy,
definitely.
Thanks for that.
Somewhere Boy, yeah.
Awesome. What's your second recommendation, Wayne?
Well, second one is a film. We were just talking off an air about the incredible Boas Afraid.
That's right, yes.
And that you loved it. And
four
I
thumbs up
too.
Between us.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And it's a three-hour film that's really going places. So let's turn to a film that's a bit more in the conventional manner.
Right.
It's called A Good Person. This is the latest film from Zach Braff, I guess most famous for Garden State all those years ago. He's returned with the film he's written and directed. And I guess it's a redemption story. And I really enjoyed it. I wouldn't say it's a great film. It's not a groundbreaking film, but it's a really good film there's plenty going on in it. And it's about Alison, played by Florence Pugh, the great British actor. And Alison is, everything looks good in her life. She's just about to get married. And she's driving in a car with her to-be future sister-in-law and her husband. And there's an incredible tragic accident, which obviously derails her life. And also her to-be father-in-law, played by the great Morgan Freeman. And after the accident and her life sort of going downhill, she gets addicted to opioids. So that's part of the story, I guess, about opioid addiction to overcome her physical injuries. But she recovers from that, but unfortunately also gets addicted to the opioids. And then she's also connecting with the Morgan Freeman character, who's dealing with the grief of his loss. And there's sort of, I guess, a redemption for her. And then him trying to make sense of his life and them helping each other. And I think it's a really well thought out drama. It does steer into a little bit schmaltzy at times, a little bit sentimentality. But overall, I quite enjoyed it. And it's worth it alone for Morgan Freeman and definitely Florence Pugh, who I think, is one of the best performers on the planet. She's wonderful in everything. So this isn't a five-star film, but it's a really good, solid drama, a good person.
Awesome. I am also a big fan of Florence Pugh, so anything she does always gives me something to look forward to. So I definitely might
check
that out.
Yeah, it's worth a watch, but also it could be, in the future, a good one to see at home.
Yeah, cool. That sounds great.
Yeah.
What's your third recommendation, Wayne?
Well, here's another TV show, and a bit of a funny one, because how do you recommend a show if you haven't that has been cancelled? Do you start a show that's been cancelled? I did, because this one really intrigued me. It's 1899. It's a Netflix German drama, 8 episodes in total. And if you were a fan of the Netflix drama Dark, then I think this would lead you to this. Dark was an incredible 3-season German drama about time travel, just really, really compelling, widely loved. And this is from the same makers. They came in with this, the idea to make another 3-season drama, but Netflix decided to cancel after 1 season, unfortunately. I think it got really good reviews. I'm not sure why they cancelled it. It's a bit of a vagary there of Netflix doing that to shows that people do love, but it's still worth a shot, even if you watch it and know that you're not going to get any more seasons. It's set in 1899, as the title describes, and it's about emigrants travelling from Southampton to New York on a passenger ship. And there's a lot of strange goings on the ship Kerberos. Its sister ship Prometheus disappeared a few years before. So there's a lot of things about things going missing at sea. And then on the boat, there's on the ship, there's people mysteriously dying. And there's a lot of time travel comes into this. And I don't want to give much away, because it is really mystery science fiction thriller. But it's really, really intriguing. And I got a lot out of it. It's, you have to sort of keep battling to keep up with what's happening in the story, but sometimes they can be quite satisfying. And one of the stars I really enjoyed, because the captain of the ship, is Andreas Peachman, who was also a pivotal role in Dark. So this is a really, really intriguing German drama. But if you're going to have a go at it, just know that you're only going to get the 1 season. But I think it's still worth watching, just for the quality of production and acting on display.
Oh, well, that is really good that you said that it's worth a watch, because I really wanted to see that. I love a spooky ghost ship, but I was a bit disheartened by the fact that it got cancelled. But if it's still worth a watch, I'm definitely going to jump in then.
I think so. Great to hear. It's just a pity that you're not going to get the completion of the story, which is, I think, and Netflix does this quite a bit, so they've got all these unfinished series.
Yeah, they do that a lot. They axe things. No rhyme or reason.
And it's not great for viewers, but, you know, I guess it is what it is. But I think this is worth a go if you haven't started 1899.
Oh, brilliant. Wayne, what is the last recommendation this week?
Well, let's go with an album. And yeah, I guess in the indie rock world, this is one of the big bands going. It's the National, a veteran band, been around for over 24 years. And this is their 9th album with the intriguing title, First 2 Pages of Frankenstein. Now, this album was, like a lot of us that I've mentioned previously, done during the pandemic. And this one actually, the band battled a bit. Matt Berninger has admitted that he had quite a bit of writer's block. To quote him, he reached a very dark spot where I couldn't come up with lyrics or melodies at all. And there's even a feeling that maybe they'd run their race. He released a solo album during this time. The Desners are massively involved in production with other artists. But they got through it and they made this album, and it's really enjoyable. I mean, the National did not make bad albums. I'm not saying this is like at the level of albums like Boxer or Alligator or High Violet, but it's still a really, really enjoyable album. It's probably a bit more down tempo than some of their even more previous albums, a lot of ballads on here. And they also had quite a few collaborations. There's 2 with Phoebe Bridges, Sufjan Stevens, and even Taylor Swift gets on the action. So there's a lot of collaborations here. No real outright rockers, as I said, more down tempo, but still really enjoyable. And I think, like a lot of their albums for me, they do grow on you. So I find I like just giving them repeated listens. And, the enjoyment grows with each listen. So really enjoying the new album from The National, even if it's not a classic album.
Brilliant. We love hearing that, Wayne. And I believe you have one track for us to go out on today from the new album.
Yeah, it's called Eucalyptus, one of the earlier singles from the album. So it got quite a bit of play before the album was released. It's the second song on the album. And I think this is one of the standout tracks on the album. It's not a collaboration. It's the full band effort. And this is, a bit more of a slightly upbeat than some of the other ballads on the album. So this has got that classic National sound, which is the great smoky vocals of Matt Berninger and the great guitar work and drumming. Really enjoyable song, and probably one of the standout tracks on the album is Eucalyptus.
Well, excellent. We're going to play that up right now, just as we've finished. Wayne, thanks so much for joining us again this week for another 4x2, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds great, Jack. Speak to you next week. Thanks a lot.
See you next week. Thanks, Wayne. See ya. Bye. That was Wayne Massingham for Wayne's 4x2. To hear more from Wayne, just search Wayne on the 2SER website.